Our next performer is Wade Compton. He's a poet, a DJ, a black historian born and raised in Vancouver. And he authored the poetry collection 49th Parallel Psalm and edited the anthology Blues Print, Black British Columbian Literature and Orature. And Wade used to go into Matsqui with the group Black Inmates and Friends Association, and he's been a long-time supporter and anti-prison activist. Wade?
It's starting to get dark, so I'm going to just read two short poems, and that's it. The first is a poem that I wrote in 2001, and it was, you know, I guess the thing that people remember from 2001 is 9/11, but the thing that happened before that in the summer of 2001 was when they sent the Fujian migrants back to China. The ones who'd arrived in 99 along the coast of BC and were incarcerated here for a couple of years. 2001 is when they finally sent them back. And I was paying attention to the way the media was really hostile to those migrants. And at the same time, I don't know if you remember, on CBC they used to run, maybe they're still running, these heritage moment spots that were these sort of feel-good kind of multicultural commercials, I guess, for Canadian multiculturalism. And one of the things that the Canadian state has rehabilitated as heroic is the idea that we were the endpoint for the Underground Railroad, and that black slaves fleeing the American South ended up in Canada. And that's now become part of the national myth, I guess. So at the same time that you saw that national myth being touted, you also saw the media being really hostile towards these folks that were also runaways of a different sort. So I call this Illegalese Floodgate Dub, and I say it's for the Chinese Maroons in British Columbia, 1999 to 2001. If you arrive in the belly of a rusting imagination, there are grounds to outlaw you. But Canada is a remix B-side chorus in the globalization loop, a sampled track of back home desiring, old days admiring, democracy dreaming, racism reaping, homesickness that even Medicare can't cure. There is no fresh off the boat or the plane or the hope of consistency in foreign and foreigner policy or obduracy of floodgate metaphors and death sentence deportations. The backbeat, backbone of the chorus that screeches back home is the drum and bass treble track alliteration of coma, coma, coma gata maru. And the stowaway that the border refused will be the headstone of the corner. When the destination is a nation that prides itself as peacekeeping but is still sleeping on the justice and compassion lacking in that, back home, back home, back home. When jurisdiction cuts the earth to the bone, the proper diction is the unspoken issue, and the flesh of the people's color in the boats, in the hull, in the belly of a dream, without papers or definition, in quotations, refugee, one pen stroke from relief, languishing in the languished exile of illegalese. And if it was heroic for runaway slaves to seep into Canada, why is it vilifiable for Chinese migrants to hide in the belly of a dream now? And when you want to draw the line, or put your foot down, or formulate enough is enough is enough is enough, what color is enough? What language does it speak? And isn't that the real issue written between the bordered lines, the bartered lives in this semantic peanut and shell game? In barricaded comfort, behind armchair palisades, wielding remote-controlled diplomacy like a wand, we cultivate our cathode curtain without détente. With children lullabied by Filipino nannies, industry is carving up the melon of our lotused coast. And floodgates, they say, have said, and ever shall say. But people are not a flood. Borders are not God-given. Lives are not dollars. And Canada is not the sum of its exclusions. And the next thing I'm going to read is a poem that has an unpronounceable title. But I wrote this partly in response to what the United States is doing in Guantanamo Bay, and also my reaction to a book by Paul Gilroy, who advances a very interesting argument where he says that race and nationalism led to their logical conclusions ends up in the concentration camp, and that the idea of race and nationalism is necessarily a track that leads towards the physical divisions of people in prisons or camps of other sorts, including something like Guantanamo Bay. The language of nation rounds down. Take nation to its last, and the language will pass you in or out. Us and them in the actual meat world cleaving of people. Prison, reservation, concentration, refugee. When you're either with us or against us, and nothing in between is real, then those in the seams between peoples are sealed in punctuationist ordinance and barbed wire script. Loose lips sink Boeing 767s, come 11-9, come civil rights, come passports, status cards, ID and accents at the checkpoint. Read 'em and weep. You're either with us or against us. A chorus, a blistering, somebody'll pay, a sputtering, fuse of frustration and utterance staked on slaking. Those without papers shall inherit the globe. The border and the cell making people bodies, out of mind, concentrated inside, out of property for revenge, in there or over lines in the silica drawn. An eye for an eye, everybody blind, bound inside time. Thanks.